Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1561. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, like today, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. Given, again, this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time. So, while I've always been obsessed with Batman and Christmas, to be honest, I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then that I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. In order to do that, though, I wanted to have some credibility. Now, this isn't meant to be a humble brag, but instead, to hopefully gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to really make sure I covered all of my bases, a baseball reference, which I'm also a fan of, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for over 14 years, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented my research at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all of the topics I talk about on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and when I answer the questions you send in, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Christy writes, I'm a single mom of three working full time. Any tips on how to fit in the cardio I want to do to maintain my weight and maybe lose 5 to 10 pounds, the weight training I want to do to get my arms toned, as well as the yoga that I love? There are only so many hours in the day. What is a good balance to these forms of activity? I always hear how important cardio is to overall health, but it's my least favorite exercise. I'm finding it hard to fit in what seems like a sufficient amount in all three of these categories on a weekly basis. Thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question, Christy. I completely agree that it can be such a challenge to find the time to incorporate all of the things we want to accomplish in the day and still make time to take care of ourselves. You are correct that we are all given the same 24 hours in a day, the same 1,440 minutes, the same 86,400 seconds. Unfortunately, we aren't always in control of how each of those precious seconds, minutes, and hours get spent. In fact, first we need to subtract at least 7 hours for sleep. Now, don't get me wrong, these 7 hours are precious, but it does mean we're now down to 17 hours left in the day. Now, if we want to make sure we squeeze in some structured activity during the day, we'll need to find a way to schedule it in the day. Got it? All right, episode over. I'm only kidding, of course. Let's discuss. I'll put it this way. Imagine, how much time do we take each and every day to brush our teeth, bathe, wash our hair, shave, you know, make ourselves look presentable? Maybe an hour? Maybe longer? Again, don't get me wrong. Personal hygiene, taking care of the body, is very important for our overall health. These are all necessary things. But how is physical activity any different? Isn't that necessary too? Isn't physical activity a way of taking care of the body? So, just like bathing and personal hygiene, staying active comes down to making it a priority. Now, I'm not trying to be flippant or rude in any way. There's no judgment here. I'm just being honest. When we think about it, we can all relate to the feeling like there aren't enough hours in the day. In fact, I've had patients and clients that are retired tell me, "You don't understand, Dr. Neil. I just don't have enough time to exercise." I know, it's like no one has enough time. I get it. There are always other responsibilities that we have, but we need to see structured activity as something that's non-negotiable. Personally, I schedule it on my calendar. I make sure to block out time for it because if I didn't, I know that other priorities will start to creep in and take all of my time. Now, Christy, the great news is it is possible to meet your personal goals of a little bit of weight loss while avoiding traditional cardiovascular exercise, incorporating in some strength training, and performing all of this within a relatively short time period. The answer is to incorporate some high-intensity interval training. Now, quick disclaimer, you'll want to be sure to talk to your healthcare provider before starting any high-intensity exercise program to make sure that it's safe for you to do so. What's great about high-intensity interval training is that some of these workouts can be as short as 7 minutes. But as the name of this style of training suggests, it's high intensity. This means that you will be pushing the body to a point that will probably feel pretty uncomfortable. Think muscles burning and heavy breathing. But there are quite a few potential benefits besides just time efficiency. You can incorporate resistance training and cardiovascular activity at the same time and get it done quickly. And there's the potential to burn more fat as fuel even after you've completed the workout. This is due to something called excess post-oxygen consumption. I won't get into that here. Now, I'll provide you a sample high-intensity interval training workout that incorporates resistance training and cardiovascular activity at the same time. I'll provide examples of exercises that can be performed using just body weight in case you don't have a set of dumbbells or other freestanding weights at home. So here's what you would do. Start with a 5-minute, moderately paced walk to warm up. Gently swing your arms up and down and side to side when you walk to get your shoulders, chest, and back warmed up too. Then, after the warm-up, you're going to start the high-intensity interval training workout, which could include something like this. Perform squats using just your body weight for 30 seconds. When those 30 seconds are up, you rest for 30 seconds. Once that 30-second rest has passed, repeat the cycle. You'll perform squats again using just your body weight for another 30 seconds. Then, rest for 30 seconds. You'll repeat this pattern one more time for a total of 3 times. After that, you'll perform sit-ups for 30 seconds. Then, rest for 30 seconds. Now, we'll follow the same pattern we used for the squats, and repeat this pattern for a total of 3 times. Finally, perform push-ups for 10 seconds. Then, rest for 30 seconds. Repeat this pattern for a total of 3 times. Then, you're done. Cool down by walking for another 5 minutes at a leisurely pace and stretch. After all is said and done, this workout will take about 20 minutes. But by the end, if you made it through the entire thing, you'll probably feel pretty tired, but also really accomplished. Now, I should mention that if performing any of these exercises are too challenging, like push-ups, for example, modifications can always be made. For example, if a regular push-up is too challenging, then we can always modify the push-ups so that they can be performed standing, using a wall, or on the knees. Now, what's great about bodyweight exercises is that we can get really creative with which movements we incorporate. So we can use this 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off pattern and incorporate shoulder presses or bicep curls or skipping rope or use an invisible jump rope like I talk about, and on and on. Instead of performing the traditional two-legged squat, you could perform one-legged squats or lunges. We can change the time intervals to 15 seconds on, 30 seconds off. The possibilities are endless. Now, if any of these movements are unfamiliar, I highly recommend having a certified, well-experienced trainer show you how to perform them perfectly. This will reduce any chances for injury. I wish you all the best, Christy. And thank you again so much for the question. Now, if you want to send me a question and have it answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61, I love OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.